I thought they played well. You only beat the opposition what's in front of you. No disrespect, Lithuania. They were absolutely dreadful. Very poor side. It would be interesting if they played in England week in, week out, what level it'd be. I would say, I don't think they're surviving the conference, put it that way. So, yes, some people would say it's not England's fault. You turn up and these are the guys who qualify and that's who you've got to play in your group. So, yeah, Lithuania were poor. I've always said with England, in modern football and world football today, it's what you do in a tournament, and that's when I'll judge in France. We'll qualify without a shadow of a doubt, and we'll see how we go when we get to France.
The Italy game is going to be a test. I guess that Harry Kane is going to start that game because of the injuries. So what are you hoping to see in that game?
I think it'll be a little bit of a farce, I've got to say. I think England's gone with 16, 17 players. There'll be a lot of substitutions. Italy are playing tonight against Bulgaria. They will probably then rest the bulk of that team again. So it'll not be a true reflection of Italy v England in a proper game. A tournament, it would be completely different. So it's very hard to read into. It's good experience for Harry Kane. And, you know, he is the guy everybody's talking about at the minute. It's good for him. And maybe people like Mason, players like that, introduce them. But really, a lot of them should be playing for the 21s in the Czech Republic, hopefully in the summer.
Roy Hodgson has moved to sort of manage expectations on Harry Kane. Do you think he's right to do that?
Yeah, I think the front three last night as well did well. I thought Welbeck looked lively. Sterling always looks lively when he's got a shirt on. He's clever. Wayne Rooney looked good down the middle. Could have had a hat-trick in the first 20 minutes. And again, we'll always go back to the quality of the opposition. Let's be honest, they were poor. But they looked sharp, England, last night. They looked keen and... There was a lot of energy, a lot of movement, and you want to see them take this into their games. And you'll not see how good this England side is until we play a decent team. Unfortunately, we haven't got one in the group who's strong enough to compete with England. Maybe we all thought Switzerland would be, and I think that will be a difficult game at Wembley. I think Switzerland's getting act together. But apart from him, I can't see a team giving England a game.
We last spoke to you at Hallam FC, and by that point, Sheffield Wednesday hadn't been taken over. They have now by Deshpond Chancery. So what do you make of the future for the Wednesday team now with ambitions of getting back into the Premier League?
Well, it's great. It sounds well. It's proof's in the pudding. He's made a statement. He's going to start spending on the pitch, which is needs spending on. It's terrible at the minute, the pitch, you've got to say. And then it's a statement, what players you buy, what players you bring in. It's not as much transfer fees anymore in English football or any football. It's wages. Now, he'll have a budget. We don't know what it is. Let's see what the budget is and see the quality what Stuart Gray is allowed to bring in. He's done a marvellous job for them, I think, Stuart Gray this season with the resources he's had. Now, it'll be interesting if he has got money to compete with the bigger boys in that league and the people who will be coming down. So it'll be interesting. He's looking at 2 years to get up. Fingers crossed. They spend the right money, they get the right players in, and they can get up in 2 years, hopefully next year, but if not 2 years.
The new owner has moved very quickly to back Stuart Gray as well, said he's got 100% of his backing. And do you think that's the right thing to do? I mean, we've seen the togetherness within the side. You only have to look at last week at Rotherham, 2-1 down into stoppage time and coming from behind to win that game.
Yeah, listen, I don't think it was the best performance you'll see from Wednesday. It's hard when you get this stage of season, when you can't go down and you can't go up, really. You're playing, a lot of them are playing for contracts. But, yeah, it was a strange game. Derbies always are. But for Stuart, it'll be interesting. And listen, every chairman, new owner, will say, I back the manager 100%. If Sheffield Wednesday lose the first three or four games next season with new additions, a higher wage salary, it'll not be long before people start banging the drum and he'll be one of them saying, I need an improvement. I've got this guy lined up and things could change very quickly. Let's hope they don't for Stuart. But it's one of them for me. Let's watch this space because I just want to say... You know, there's nothing really being spelled out yet where they're going. When I finish the season, sort the players they want to keep, let the ones go they don't want, and then we'll see. Hopefully a lot of activity in the summer.
And we spoke to the guys from Hallam on Football Heaven last week. So how's things going with that club in particular?
Yeah, Hallam's doing all right. They've got a lot of players in. The manager's done well. They've come away from the relegation. Well, they're near the bottom. They're probably going to finish halfway, which is good to build on for next season. May Sunday team... hopefully we'll get promoted. We've had a bit of a blip, unfortunately, in any level of football, which is surprising. You get injuries and suspensions, and it's cost us big time a bit. So we're looking to try and get second or maybe third, which hopefully will be enough to get out of that league and go up a division. But if we don't, we've enjoyed it. We've played good football, and we've thoroughly enjoyed the football.